do is win, unless you're the Packers. Semi-live from a studio, this is View from the Bleachers. I'm Eric.
I'm Aaron.
How you doing?
I'm all right.
Yeah, you are. You know,
better
trying,
than you?
Man.
I don't know.
I think you are doing a little better than me, actually. Yeah. Nice to see you. Yeah. It's a beautiful day.
Weather brought to you by
me and you. We still haven't worked out the corporate sponsorship on who's going to cover the weather or the traffic.
I can ask.
Would you ask around? You know some people who know people?
All right. I do now.
Good. We got some plug-in. Let's work. Yeah. Again, we'll off topic, but we'll get there with that.
They sponsor us anyway.
That's a good call. Dang you. Yeah.
I could ask. I'll talk. I know the CEO.
Gosh. It's good to know people.
Yeah, I know. It is.
It's nice to be here. It's really, really, really good. It's a good sports week.
Football's back.
Football. You can feel that, can't you?
Yeah.
It takes up so much of my ESPN time, so much of my...
Well, I'm going to have to subscribe to NFL Plus so I can watch games because I don't want to pay everything else for all the other... Oh. Can we start there?
Yeah, we'll go... Dive in. You start.
I love I like it, but I don't. In order to watch Thursday night games, you got to subscribe to Prime.
Yeah.
And that's...
Yes, it is. Yes, I have Amazon Prime because I buy too much stuff online and have it shipped to my house. So I have Amazon Prime, which means I get to watch Thursday football.
Which is never good anyway, usually.
Not usually, but it's still football.
Right. So then you have, we're going to throw out the
letters. Yeah, go for it.
The networks. So you got CBS.
CBS has games.
NBC has Sunday night games.
NBC has Sunday night.
Saturday nights.
Not yet, but later in the season.
Yeah, later in the season.
There's some Saturday games that they start getting out, and those end up on the NFL Network.
Right.
Of course, yeah.
And then Fox, of course.
Fox has them. ESPN has them.
Yes.
ESPN has games. Fox has games.
With ESPN buying the NFL Red Zone.
Yes. Yep. You're going to get some extra games.
Because they're offering, the way I read it,
yes,
they're offering an exclusive package deal if you want to get it's ESPN Plus NFL, whatever.
Yes, yeah.
So
I already pay for YouTube. ESPN Plus, and I am on YouTube. Netflix had a couple games last year.
Yes.
Netflix had a Christmas game.
So if you're really above and beyond fans, because we're fans.
I am a huge football
fan.
Yeah.
I want
sports
to catch my
in
games.
General, but football especially. Yeah.
They're diluting the product.
Yes.
You know, the very thing that made them so popular, watching Thursday night, Sunday night, and then Monday night football. That was all.
I mean, just skip. Even back in my day, and your day.
There was no Thursday.
There was Sunday at noon, Sunday at 3.
Sunday night.
A Sunday night game and one Monday night game.
Yeah.
And it was on ABC.
Yep.
So you got to watch it. It was
Fox.
On your network.
That was Fox, too.
And then they switched, and now their ESPN got the Monday night games.
Which is fine, because I got ESPN.
And for a while, the Thursday games were on NFL Network, which was fine, because most of you, if you have cable TV, you probably have the NFL Network.
I stream my service.
Or you stream, yes, some form of...
So if I don't have the big boy, which is Hulu Live, which I don't have, because I'm not spending the 80-some bucks a month.
And that's, you end up dropping as a football fan, just if you wanted to just watch your games. You would have to subscribe to Netflix. You'd have to subscribe to Peacock. You'd have to subscribe to ESPN Plus. You'd have to subscribe to... I'm running out of fingers.
ABC does not have a streaming service.
Correct.
But Paramount Plus does.
Paramount
Plus
is the CBS
version.
That's essentially,
it's the local feeds.
Yes, correct. No,
and then half the time it's blacked out.
It is wild to me. They talked about when games got moved from just Monday to the occasional Thursday game, because it wasn't even every week for a while. It was like once a month they'd have a Thursday game.
Right.
They talked about how that was going to dilute the product.
And I think it is.
And it absolutely...
It's pissing a lot of people
off.
It's
an odd thing where it increases my awareness of football, but as a regular person who doesn't just exclusively pay attention to sports and football, I don't have the free time. I don't, if not for playing fantasy football.
Right.
I would have a hard time remembering who switched teams. I'd have a hard time remembering what was going on in divisions not related to the teams that I root for. And I don't have the time to watch football from Monday. I mean, I have a job. So Monday night, I work at night, you know, like I work 2 to 10. So I don't get to catch a lot of, a lot of games even during a Sunday either. You know, I work weekends too, but
I'm sorry.
You know, it's a,
I changed that.
That's what we do. You know, we work.
I'll watch it for you.
Thank you.
No, I probably
you're
going
to be super, super. Yeah, you won't, actually. I'll have to give you. You have to come to my. You want to watch TV at my house on Sunday and then catch me up, would you please? Is that a way we can.
Hey, kids.
Yeah, right?
Hey, Ashley, don't worry about me. I'm just going to sit here for a while and watch your cable.
Here in your chair. Don't worry about it.
But no, but it's frustrating because you used to be able. I mean, it's become a billion-dollar.
Yes.
You know, and it's a business, and I get it. But come on. It's going to come to the point. If games go to Apple TV, yeah. I'm going to really get.
That's what happened with a lot of Brewers games
yeah.
in this last 2 years.
Because of Bally's?
Because of Bally's Sports being a dumpster fire of a network, I can't watch my Brewers. I can't watch them on Fox Sports. I can't watch them on. They were on TBS the other day. It was the first time I'd watched a Brewer game live on TV all year, and they're the best team in baseball. Yeah,
because why now?
And it's going to be real. And so now they're on Apple TV, but Apple TV is expensive. All streaming things are expensive. You're right. All of it is expensive.
You know, I could maybe, you know, I'll end up doing just so I can watch my Vikings.
Yes.
Because the NFL Network. They broadcasted the preseason game on Saturday.
They did.
And I was looking really forward because I had nothing. I don't work weekends anymore, usually. So I'm like, all right, I'll be able to watch preseason.
Yeah, yeah.
Blacked out because I'm in Wisconsin.
Yes. No, that's the worst.
Do I have to change my zip code on my?
Yes.
But I can't because I have to validate with a billing address.
Oh, that's so
silly. I've tried.
It's weird. There is weird angles around that. It's actually. Similar to where I work down by the Lansing Bridge, down on the Iowa border,
right,
where gambling is legal in Iowa. If I drive my car to the gas station in DeSoto, it'll track that I'm in Iowa now. So if I drive down the road,
it's valid though.
If I drive down the road, if I sit on the side of the highway looking at Iowa, I can gamble. They don't know any. It's very, GPS, very wild.
Right,
it bounces off a cell tower in Iowa.
But anyway, I mean, it's just ridiculous. It's tough because, you know, A, I live in Wisconsin.
Yep.
I shouldn't have a blacked out game in Minnesota.
That is fact. I mean,
I don't know.
It's wild to me that we're talking about billion-dollar corporations that can't figure out a way.
Because they want them to watch. Because what it is, too, is that, like, Fox 9 out of Minneapolis.
Sure.
That's what carries the local feed.
Mm-hmm.
Well, they buy in. They pay.
That's true. Yep.
NFL Network. Well, I want people to watch my local network instead of watching the NFL Network because they're in Minneapolis. You should be able to catch that game.
Sure.
Well, guys, I don't catch Fox 9 down here in.
Correct. Yep. Viroqua. Unless, yeah, no, it's.
So, I don't know.
It's an odd.
I'll still love it. And I'll still watch it the way I
sure.
can.
Yeah.
But I think it's diluting it.
It absolutely is because they've made it both harder to watch the games and easier to get information about the games, right? So you and I can talk a lot about sports and football, but we might watch two games in a week anymore. Right. I will watch the Monday games. I will watch some form of a Sunday game, but
if I can actually on a Sunday or at any time the Minnesota Vikings play, K-Fan out of Minneapolis, which is Paul Allen and the great crew there, I can catch a feed.
Sure.
I can listen to it on the NFL Network, NFL Plus. So I can listen to the feed, but not watch. Which sometimes I turn the volume off on the TV just to watch.
I do like a good radio. You know, I do like the radio announcers for the Packer games, too.
What's his
Larry
name?
Larry McCarron.
Yeah.
Larry McCarron has been
there.
And
there's your dagger.
Forever. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Wayne Larrabee and Larry McCarron have been doing Packer games.
They're annoying.
Because they've called so many Vikings losses in your lifetime that I guess I wouldn't like them either. But
you just cursed yourself.
It's okay. It's okay. It's a long season that hasn't even started yet.
That's my rant.
No, go ahead.
You know, we should have that from now on. You and I should like alternate rants every week.
Oh, I'm already writing mine. I cannot wait.
What's your rant this week?
sports adjacent or actual sports? Because I might just get salty. I've been called an angry old man. Not even that long ago. So I wouldn't mind ranting for just. Just sports related.
Old?
I feel sometimes 43 going on 90.
Yeah, it's valid.
All right. No. Well, I'm looking forward to that. I'm gonna hold that in for the week.
So that's 10 minutes right there, buddy.
Buddy, nice. That's You feel better now. You look lighter. You look ready for the season now.
I still don't want to spend the money to watch everything.
No, me either. And I won't. Yeah. Unfortunately, I'm already spending with all those things you described. I have like four of them because. I am that sucker consumer, but I did it, you know. But I'll give you my. I'll give you my information. You
doesn't work that way because
doesn't anymore. They
you have to be on the same
too.
Wi-Fi.
Man, there's no way around it. All right, fine.
Sorry,
I'll tell you all about sports. I'll tell you.
I'll just watch
season.
On Google and just see the updates live. Like
there
that.
You go. Yeah. So actual football started. You said.
Well, pre-season.
Your Vikings had a preseason game.
Yep, they did.
They didn't do well, or did they win?
They won 20-10 over the Texans.
Oh, I'm sorry. That was the Packers that did terrible.
What was the score on that one?
That was 30-10.
Oh, ouch.
We'll talk about that one first because I actually got to catch some of that. Brutal. Brutal to watch. The Packers did not have a lot of bounce to them, although the Jets have a brand new coach. And that brand new coach, I'm sure, is instilling culture every day. I'm sure this game, that first preseason game, meant more to the players in that locker room for the Jets and the coaching staff than it did to the Packers.
Sure.
The Jets, all those players on that team with a new coach, every player on that roster is fighting for a roster spot
sure.
next year.
Yeah.
You know, there's a little more incentive. Doesn't matter if you're, unless you're Garrett Wilson, unless you're Sauce Gardner, the guys who are paid, everybody else on that team could be gone next year. So,
well, theoretically, I mean, yeah, Justin Fields could be gone too, but he's on a 2-year.
Yep. But, you know, so for a lot of these guys, they maybe I want to I'm trying to defend a 30-10 beatdown to a team that
by
won
six,
to a
lose.
Team that won like six games last year. To
did
a
they
team,
win six?
They did win six. Oh, wow. They're a really, really bad team that had a quarterback, Aaron something. Roger. No, Roger Aaronson. No, Aaron Rodgers. Yeah, that guy. From they used to play for the Packers. He was their he was on their team last year, and they did not look good. So they replaced everybody. And so I'm hoping, I want to say that that's why the Packers didn't look good. But, dude, they look terrible. Jordan Love.
Oh, Jordan Love, the other quarterback.
1 for 5.
Yeah,
played the first drive, 1 for 5.
What happened to him? Did he get hurt?
He fell. He got tackled, fell awkwardly on his left hand, broke his.
That's not his throwing arm, though.
No, his non-useful arm. it's just his thumb's just all busted, wonky there. Looking. But he'll, you know, he had some surgery. He'll be back regular season. But it's just another thing.
He's been
for,
injury prone, though, the last
I was
several
just
years.
Say that. Every
he?
Year it's been a thing where he's missed a game here, a half there, a spot here. You know, he's. An injury-prone, slightly above-average quarterback, that's not a great descriptor for a team that's going to...
With some accurate issues,
yes,
too.
That's why he's got maybe has the best arm of any quarterback in football. He might have the best, strongest arm
right,
down
right,
the field.
Right, right, right. Oh, yeah. But, I mean, in his defense, I can't believe I'm going to do this.
Please do.
He hasn't had a good wide receiver core.
No. And might not still. I saw a lot of drops. Hopefully, there's a lot of guys in this preseason. Malik Heath... He's been a guy who's hung around the roster for like 2 or 3
yeah.
years. He had 4 drops.
No.
Yeah, you could let him go. The guys like that, you can cut. Bo Melton moved to cornerback because he wasn't a good wide receiver. Dontarius Wicks, not great.
He didn't catch it. Did he play?
Yeah. Yep. A lot of guys didn't. I think Jalen Reed had a couple drops. Are you looking at the drop totals on there?
No, I'm just looking at the receiving numbers.
Underwhelming. Matthew Golden, number one wide receiver.
Yeah, 1 for 7. He's
one
a rookie.
One reception, 7 yards.
Yeah.
You know, you say, eh. Oh, yeah.
It's still, I mean, there's...
Incredibly early, it is.
Yeah, it's one season. It's the one preseason, first preseason game. I mean, give it a little... I'd wait for the first game. Who do they play at the very first game? Do you know?
It's not Detroit, is it? I mean, I'd like to say, okay, we can wait until the opener. We can wait till the first game or whatever.
Oh, the Lions.
It is the Lions. Okay,
good luck with that.
That's a, you know, that's a tough team that you're starting right
out. The first two games are Lions and Commanders. I'm sorry.
Yeah, you could drop 0-2. That no problem. You could
Browns the third week.
So you're 1-2. Well, we did this before. Yeah, the Packers have the ability to be a 9-win team. Like they could really, you could be in a spot where you could find them at 1-5 to start a year.
Yeah.
It wouldn't surprise me also if they go 5-1 because as down as I have been on the Packers the entirety of an off season.
Yeah.
Every other prognosticator is so high on the Packers
I think they're high.
For a 10-win team last year that finished third in the division and didn't add anything of significance in the
offseason.
Other
than wide receiver, who's questionably going to be number one?
Correct. Rookie wide receiver that are drafted 22nd.
Still, it was a wide receiver in the first round.
But are drafted 22nd overall don't generally make a huge impact their rookie year.
Usually.
I don't think this guy's Justin Jefferson. I don't believe that. You know what I'm saying? Like, yeah, I don't think he's got that ability. Also, no. I don't think the Packers' offense.
Justin went 19th.
Yes, that's what I'm saying. It's comparable.
It's a rarity.
It is. Yes.
So
for a team that they made their big splashes in the last year with Josh Jacobs, Xavier McKinney.
Yeah.
Josh Jacobs is. Oh, the Packers finished last year with the fifth amount of rushing yards in the league.
Yeah.
Which I wouldn't have believed, except they really did just keep banging away. Just keep running the ball. I don't see what Minnesota did to get worse.
They didn't do anything. The only question mark, I think, on that whole team
is a quarterback.
Is JJ. But I think, if you could, are we transitioning to Minnesota? Are you done with the Packers for now?
I mean, getting beat by 20 points in your preseason opener, they got a game on Saturday. I'm sure we'll talk more about it next week. But yeah, no, I'm good talking about how disappointing the Packers are. Tell me something else.
Well, I mean, the Vikings look good. I mean, they beat the Houston Texans, which is a playoff contender team.
Yeah.
20-10.
How did your presumed question mark of a quarterback do?
He looked good from what I understand of the highlights I caught.
Sure.
He was mobile. So his injury, those meniscus from last year that knocked him out all last year. He looked mobile. He looked bright. He was making good decisions. And I think if they look what they did with Sam Darnold.
Mm-hmm. I mean, look what they did with Kirk Cousins. Kirk Cousins came there as a pretty good quarterback and left there as a backup. That's what I'm saying. With the Vikings, he's an all-pro. With everybody else.
The people that I kind of, when I listen to the sports radio and the TV, mm-hmm. the handful of people that I go, okay, he knows what he's talking about. The ones that I trust are saying, watch out. He's going to be really good.
Okay.
You know, he might be a rookie starting wise.
Sure.
But he had all the year. He was literally in that locker room.
Sure.
Studying film,
mm-hmm.
doing the stuff you need to do, not having to worry about the pressure of starting.
And you heard question marks about guys like Anthony Richardson drafted in the top five. You heard him almost immediately. Like, I don't know if this guy's got it. You haven't heard any of that.
No.
From the Vikings camp, from anything around them.
Idiots, I think they have an opinion, but.
Right. No, he,
no, I mean, not really. Not even those guys.
No,
they're like, eh,
yeah.
Who knows? But I don't think he's.
I mean, at worst, he's a good quarterback. I think at best, I think he's a pretty good quarterback. Like he doesn't appear to me to be.
I don't know his ceiling.
Baker Mayfield. I feel like he's as good as that.
I think Minnesota has their franchise guy for the next 10 years at least.
Can he become the best quarterback in the division?
Yes.
Okay.
I think so.
Better than Jared Goff, probably, yes. Because Jared Goff gets worse as all these other quarterbacks get better. Jordan Love, I don't know if he's getting better. Right now, Jordan Love is better than J.J. McCarthy.
Yeah, because
he hasn't played.
Yeah.
But towards the end this year, what do you think?
Caleb?
I think Caleb Williams has immense talent. If he didn't play for the Bears, it's that thing. If I put Caleb Williams
we'll skip quick.
Sure.
All the reports that have been saying is that Caleb is not understanding Ben Johnson's plan and scheme.
Okay.
Because there's so many, there's reads, there's calls, there's motions, you know, every call, you know, everything. He hasn't been kicking it.
Okay. It might be a Caleb problem, not a Bears problem. We'd be fine with me, too.
Yeah, yeah.
Of all the teams I root against, the Bears are on the top of that list.
Yeah. Well, especially for you as a Packer fan.
Yeah. I've gotten enough Bears.
You can't lose to them.
You shouldn't. No, they don't. That's just a nice thing. No one loses to the Bears anymore. It's kind of nice.
I mean, No.
Because
Aaron Rodgers plays them.
Because
he's Pittsburgh.
Yeah.
Plays Chicago. So he has a chance to still own Chicago.
I like that. I do like the thought of that.
But. I mean, I'm optimistic. I think they got better. Their one issue that they had last year was the O-line. Okay. And they revamped that.
Yeah, they drafted a guard in the first round, picked up a couple other free agents.
Indianapolis that are like Pro Bowlers. Costed us a little bit.
Okay. But, I mean, that's what you have to do. When you have a quarterback on a rookie contract like they do, this is when you spend the money.
Right.
This is where you put talent on your team.
We kept Aaron Jones, which I'm fine with.
Yes.
He was a good workhorse.
Mm-hmm.
But they traded for Jordan Mason out of 49ers, which was really
Jordan
good.
Jordan Mason played really good well when Christian McCaffrey was out.
Yep. Yes. So to have that 1-2.
Nice. They haven't had, and that's not true. They've almost always had a 1-2. Even going back to the Adrian Peterson days, they've always had another guy.
They've always seemed to have. But
Madison was there. He was pretty good. You know, you get decent. You know, if he's good enough, he's not your backup for long. But you need that also, not just the Vikings, but every team.
To have a run game helps the rookie quarterback.
Mm-hmm.
Because that takes the pressure. Well, it takes the pressure off on a lot of things. Mm-hmm. So that was really important. I like that move. Defense, they picked up some offseason.
Yeah, again.
Again, free agents that were just going, how do you do that?
Mm-hmm.
It reminds me of what Philly did like a couple of years ago.
Yeah, when you look at that roster and you kind of wonder like, oh, they just keep hitting on guys, huh? They just keep, and that's.
They've been hitting on the last several years on the undrafted free agents. There's a couple more guys. This year's now, there are the Agvin Pace Juniors.
And every time your roster, in football especially, can sign undrafted free agents instead of anybody else.
$25 million.
You have saved your team millions and millions
of
dollars.
Plus having a rookie quarterback.
Yep. That allows you to take swings on guys like Andrew Van Ginkle last year, who
also
played really
Justin
well.
Also to pay Justin Jefferson, who's
paying your wide receivers. Yep.
The only other problem I see is the beginning of the season is Jordan Addison's suspended for 3 games.
Yeah.
Because it was immaturity.
Again and again with that guy. Can we get pretty close to saying that guy's getting to be a bust, right?
No, he's good.
You don't re-sign a guy like that. You can't.
You will.
That's such a funny.
Because he's been. This was last year that happened.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and he's, from what I've been hearing, is that he's like in the straight and narrow.
Did he get suspended in his rookie year too for doing something stupid?
Well, he was speeding.
There we go. Yeah.
So he's got driving issues.
Twice in 2 years he's been suspended from the team for conduct.
Wide receivers are worse. I mean, they're
sure. No, it's just something to.
But if he wasn't, he's good though. He's a 1-2 punch with JJ.
Yeah. No, he's that's a wide receiver duo that nearly everyone in the league wishes they could have. Right.
I mean, so I'm really optimistic, and I think he's going to do really well from what I watched, what I've heard, what I've seen. And what did I say last year with Sam Darnold?
You were right. Yeah, no, you were right. He was a Pro Bowler.
I think.
All year. He played fantastic, minus the playoff game. He was fantastic.
And the last game of the season.
Oh, that's right, when they didn't. Yeah, it's two players. Folded under the pressure a little bit. But,
A little bit.
A little bit.
Also, that was the O-line. I'm optimistic. I think it's going to be a good year. It's going to be a great year, I think.
I mean, it's still.
Because there's a lot of transition.
What's
in every
year?
Other.
What's a good year? Because last year you won 13 or 14 last
14
year.
14 game.
So that's your. Is that your ceiling? Or that's your floor? Where's your floor? 11?
I think we should. 12.
So anything under 12, you do declare kind of an unsuccessful season.
Rebuild.
Is that just that you're going to call
it
a rebuild?
If we did really good. I mean,
once they hit 4-7, you're going to say, "Well, it's a
rebuild." I don't think that team expects anything less than going all the way.
Okay,
that's that culture at this point.
Sure,
you know, 3 years in to both of them,
mm-hmm.
We're getting better. We're improving. We're learning.
Yeah,
you know, they got their franchise quarterback. I really think.
Oh yeah.
Could have.
If you have a quarterback on a rookie deal, you at least have. You don't have to think about your quarterback for a couple of years.
Also, Justin Jefferson's 4 years.
Even if you don't find out that he's an all-pro, you at least gives you a window to say, okay, let's figure out what we need to do to make our quarterback room.
But I think Brian Flores, you know, not getting coaching opportunities. I think there's some backlash when he was in Miami still.
Oh, yeah. He's suing the NFL. Yeah. He's currently suing the NFL.
I think, too, from the interviews I've seen, he loves it in Minnesota.
Okay.
I mean, he's getting full credit for stuff. It's a great atmosphere, great environment, great facilities.
It's what he did for years in New England.
Yes.
Underneath Belichick.
And he just stayed there.
And he stayed there for years.
Yeah.
The culture was good. They were winning.
And I think he's the same. It's the same scenario.
I mean, I would assume that Brian Flores, even despite what's happening with him suing the NFL, I think if he has a year like he did last year, the Vikings have a year like he has to get an opportunity to be a head coach again, right? He wasn't a bad coach for Miami.
I think people
either.
Will ask.
I don't think he was a bad coach for Miami. He was a 500. They were 8-8 in the year that he was their coach, and then he got fired. So I think he's got a spot.
But it's less responsibility.
Sure.
You know, he's probably making
nearly as much.
Yeah. If I would, I'd pay the heck out of him.
Yep.
You know, but I think he understands at a certain point, like for me, at a certain point, you kind of determine that I want to be happy and successful. And I want these categories and these check marks.
Sure.
I think those are checking off for him. I think he stays for at least two more years.
It'd be nice for your team.
It would be good, yeah.
I mean, well, there are certain teams, like the Steelers for a lot of years, had the best defensive coordinator in the league. The 3-4 defense guy.
I can't remember.
Dick LeBeau. His name was Dick LeBeau. He was the best defensive coordinator in football, and he was with the Steelers for 20-some years through Super Bowls. Yeah, I mean, big coaching staff definitely helps.
Right. Because I don't want to become. Let's say we go pretty far.
Yeah.
And all of a sudden, everybody's poaching our coaches, and then all of a sudden, you got to rebuild that whole thing, like Philadelphia.
I mean, to be fair, that is how
Detroit.
That is how Kevin O'Connell came to Minnesota. Was the Rams won the Super Bowl, and the offensive coordinator was poached from Los Angeles. Well,
there's a lot of things in Minnesota that was going on at the time.
But you know what I'm saying? Like, if your coaching staff is, if you're winning, it's because of your coaching staff. It's never because of a single player. It's never because of the head coach. It's always because
GM
of the team.
Too, in that case.
Yep. And so GM your assistant GMs, talking. Your assistant GMs end up getting a new GM job, and your coordinator, you know, everybody gets a promotion.
But there's sometimes, I mean, there's like, New England, they just stayed, you know?
Yeah, that's true.
Because, hey, winning makes things great.
Yes. Yeah.
You know? But.
So we're into week two, starting the NFL season.
Well, we've been rambling.
No, it's nothing really. You get three preseason games. So there used to be four. Now there's three with a week break. There's nothing really. You're not going to see a lot of starters. If your team is...
There's some, though, that are changing that philosophy.
If your team has Pro Bowl aspirations, there's a pretty good chance that your team is also not going to be seeing a lot. You're not going to see your starters in that third game.
No, not in the third game.
No, the second game, you're going to see a little bit more. You're going to get to see some action.
Like Cincinnati. Joe Burrow played last year.
Yes, he did.
For the first time, I think.
It's because he was coming off an injury, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah, they also... Horrible first. They always start off slow.
Sure. Yeah.
And they cannot do that because they have no defense.
I guess it's a coaching. It really is a philosophy thing. You got to get your whole team to buy in to either we're doing this or we're not doing this.
So Green Bay's playing Indy.
Okay.
Minnesota's playing New England.
Hey. All right. I mean, it's preseason, so I'm not going to say like, what do you? No, I'm not going to.
I don't even know at this point. I just see the stats and who started.
And for me, that's where it's at too. If I'm flipping through and I see some NFL Network games, I'll watch for a little bit. But for me, this is a box score thing. I will run through I looked at the Packers box score from this last game, their quarterback, the mess on their quarterback, like in the stats for their quarterback tells you just how terrible that game went. They played four quarterbacks. None of them threw for over 50%. You're getting guys named Taylor Engelma. Yeah, really random people are playing at that point. That's how you could tell it was a struggle of a game. I'm hoping to see out of the Packers just a little bit of angry. Just give me something. Give me a pregame fight.
Here's a question for you. Let's see how much time we got left.
Yeah.
Oh, guess we do not.
Oh.
We got 30 seconds left.
Oh, you psyched me out with that question. Boy, the intrigue is going to have to wait until next week to ask me a question about a question.
You got 20 seconds left, buddy.
Well, this is a great show. Way to go, you.
It's NFL.
It's NFL season. Thanks, everybody. Thanks, WDRT, for letting us in here. I hope everybody has a really good weekend. Looking forward to it. Have a good one. Bye.